I see that today we are dealing with things related to power, electricity, and there's been a major thing now on energy, conference on energy down in Cape Town, and steelmaker ArcelorMittal plans to generate its own electricity.
Yeah, I see. Now, people who are in industry are looking for headroom, and now we've got the steelmaker ArcelorMittal, which is energy situation probably saved by the global economic meltdown. You know, it can produce 8 million tons of steel, but it's only been using about 66% of its capacity during 2009, and now in the first 6 months of 2010 at 76% of what it can do. In the meantime, it's realizing that it needs to look to more energy security because, you know, Eskom has said it's got to use 90% of what it was using in the past. So it's on a restricted path. Mm. Now it's looking to say we can, through our own sources, and these sources are coke oven gases, blast furnace gases, and, you know, waste heat, which we should have been using a long time ago, we can generate our own electricity. They're looking at about 200 megawatt possibility, and they're hoping that they might be placing some orders this year. And along with that initiative to give itself some energy headroom and to release its dependence on Eskom, it also wants to reduce its carbon footprint. So there's also always a green element in this initiative.
Now we see MTN has also begun generating its own electricity. It's not a matter of we will, but we are.
We are generating. So here, you know, a company whose core business is cell phones and telecommunications, they say, oh, hang on, we also want energy security. And here in a building in Johannesburg, the headquarters, they've made a section of it for the, you know, the data center and this test switch center. This has now got independent energy. All right, it's a small 2 megawatt, but still, it's showing the thinking and the trend. And what it's done is that it's got this energy at half the price. You see, it's what City Power charges it in Johannesburg. And it's using gas. So it goes to Egoli gas, it gets the methane gas in, and then uses a tri-generation plant to generate this 2 megawatt of electricity. And at the same time, it earns itself carbon credits, you know, through the clean development mechanism, etc. So people are looking to also getting greener. And in this process, it also develops its own cooling because these particular, you know, data centers and test facilities need this cooling facility, and it kills two birds with one stone. But it's also because MTN is in 22 different African countries, it's saying to itself, hey, in Nigeria, we're spending like 6% of our costs on diesel. So we've got to generate our own power with diesel. So can't we migrate some of these ideas to our 22 other centers in the world? So it might not just be something that happens in Johannesburg, but MTN showing a trend of people becoming self-sufficient in electricity.
Well, 6% of MTN's budget, that must be massive. Yeah. So it's really good business sense besides the environmental impacts and so on. But I see the South African industry as a whole and the mines are taking steps to reduce the exposure to Eskom.
Yeah, you know, it's across the board now. The World Cup is over, the honeymoon is over, everybody's back down to business, and what ArcelorMittal are doing, what MTN are doing, is going across a broad section of South African industry where they're doing their feasibility studies, pre-feasibility studies, all around greater energy security, all around coming down the cost curve, because the business plan now is that the crossover between Eskom tariffs and generating your own power comes through in 2011, 2012. That's when you will possibly be able to generate your own electricity cheaper than what you're getting it. So there's a business case for all this. Mm-hmm. And we see even with mining companies that are in other forms of energy like Exxaro, they are looking at solar power in Limpopo because there's a lot of heat and concentrated solar power. Even an iron ore company in the Northern Cape also looking at solar power, concentrated energy. They're looking at wind energy and they're saying that, you know, possibly with the expectation, the envisaged increase in the Eskom's tariffs going up, it won't be long before we will be at a sort of a wind energy tariff. So, you know, all those renewable energies will come into their own because of the higher prices that Eskom will be charging.
Let me ask you a question. Is there any sort of incentivization from the government side to try and get more and more of these sorts of thinking being put in place by the private sector?
Well, what is happening is they've got their tariffs coming through. So we've got the renewable energy tariff that is through, and we know that you can get R1.25 per kilowatt hour for wind energy. But what needs to come through pretty urgently is what we call a COFIT tariff. That's the cogeneration, because it is wrong that gases are still being flared and burnt when those can actually be harnessed in factories like ArcelorMittal is doing, you know, take that coke oven gas, take that blast furnace gas, take your waste heat at Saldana and turn it into electricity.
Wow. Well, as usual, Martin Krumer, we're very thankful for what you do and inform our communities. Martin Krumer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next week. Thank you very much.